Welcome to Conversations. My name is Doug Duin, and joining me today is Dr. Laurel Soot, Chief Medical Officer at Providence Health Plan, and Professor Tamara Boynton Howard, Health Promotion and Education Program Chair at Bellevue College, both here on behalf of the American Heart Association. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So Tamara recently started a blood pressure program for students and staff at Bellevue College. So Dr. Soot, I want to start with you. Why is it important for us to know our blood pressure, and what information can we learn from knowing it?
Oh, it's incredibly important. I think what most people don't realize is that nearly half of the people living in Washington, adults, have elevated blood pressure. So have hypertension or elevated blood pressure, many of which don't even know that they have it. So the quickest way to figure it out is by a screening blood pressure exam.
For those of us that have seen our numbers before, what numbers are considered high and what risks does high blood pressure come with if untreated?
Yeah. So where we really are starting to go because of the real risks with high blood pressure, which is stroke, heart attacks, vision loss, kidney disease, is that we begin to get concerned when that top number is over 120. It's early hypertension is 130, and then the lower number is 80. So, but I would really start to look at something critically, whether you can do something with diet or exercise when that top number is 120 or higher on a couple of blood pressure readings.
If somebody hasn't had their blood pressure checked in a while, are there signs aside from the check that somebody should be able to look out for that they may be suffering from this?
Unfortunately, no. Once you get the symptoms of high blood pressure, it's extremely high. But that being said, if somebody feels dizzy, headaches that they cannot explain, some chest pain, shortness of breath, those are all things that we would say immediately need to be evaluated by a physician.
So you did mention exercise. Now, if somebody does find out they have high blood pressure, among with treatment and lifestyle changes, what should somebody be doing?
Well, you know, this is the thing, too, that I think a lot of people don't realize. There's many diseases that we have that really are challenging to control from lifestyle. Blood pressure is not one of them. Some of the simplest things you can do, exercise, because that helps your blood vessels become more elastic, sort of springy. So that's what high blood pressure is when your arteries aren't as springy as they should be. Also diet, meaning a little bit of weight loss, maybe 5%, 10%, if you're overweight, can really affect your blood pressure in a very positive way. As well as diet, you know, salt, other things, and then smoking and alcohol also are risk factors for hypertension.
So, Tamara, you recently started this blood pressure program. Why did you start it, and then how does it work?
So, I started it for a few reasons, actually. The main reason is I see students all the time. They're all stressed out. They're overwhelmed with the amount of work that they have to do and the amount of tasks that they have to manage. So stress is high. And as a college student, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and my stress levels were high. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is a pattern. Like this is as a health promotion professional, this is an easy intervention. But also we've had community members impacted by high blood pressure or uncontrolled blood pressure levels. And they had strokes or had heart attacks. And it's really disheartening to see, especially when you see someone so spry and so active all the time. And then, boom, you have a serious medical condition. So I wanted to make sure that people were educated and also give opportunities for intervention early.
Now, this program is student-led, correct?
Correct.
So from an outside perspective, can you tell me a little bit about like what training they go through and then being part of the program, what benefits do they get out of it?
Well, they were trained by American Heart Association, and we did a few hours of them practicing with the blood pressure cuffs. They got a lot of information and education around blood pressure, about the proper way to sit, the things that could artificially elevate the blood pressure levels, which I think was interesting for all of us because we just didn't know. Like, you go get your blood pressure taken, and like one of the things was if you have a full bladder, it could raise it 5 to 10 milligrams. And I was like, wow, like that could be significant. So they went through a training. We've practiced with each other, of course. We hosted an event, and it was pretty amazing. We had a good turnout for it being our first time offering screenings. So, and I think the biggest thing is students get paid. It's a paid position.
Oh, nice.
They're a healthy campus advocates. We went through training. We interviewed students. Like, it was an extensive process. They were selected and they do get paid. So I love that. I love being able to offer jobs on campus and help the community at the same time.
Yeah, that's great. I think any student could use a few extra dollars. So are these just in general majors, or are these medical students? Basically, the reason I ask is this something that anyone can learn how to do, or are these people that are leading down towards a career in the medical field?
Yeah, it's both, actually. So we have students who are in interior design program, psychology. One of the students, well, actually two of the students are in the health promotion and education program, which yay us. But we have students who are medical assistants. But it's literally, I think what I like most about the program is anyone can do it, and we're teaching you how to do it so that you can do it at home, you can do it on your own time, and that you're well-informed and can help others as well.
So how long has this program been going, and as far as it's been running, how have you seen it affect the campus and community?
We just started. We had our first training with American Heart Association in February, and we've hosted one we did our test runs, and then we did a solid run of offering screenings to people. And what I think the biggest impact has been, especially for the students, is they saw how important of an issue it was. Of the people we screened, about, I think it was 80% had elevated hypertension.
Wow.
And we were able to so part of the program is if you score in a certain level, we will offer you to take a blood pressure cuff home so that you can check it on a regular basis and bring it back. And you get a little bit of education around it before you leave. And then when you come back, you'll get more education and follow-up questions. We gave out 3 already. And I was like expecting to just do like 5 for the whole program. I've almost hit my goal. And I was like, this is not a goal I want to meet so quickly. But so the students, one of the students said, I didn't know that people's blood pressure could be so high. She said, I worked in Beverly Hills at a doctor's office, and I usually see it 140, 150, but we had people with the top number in the 160s. Mm-hmm. So that is a level where we would offer them the chance to check out the blood pressure cuff, take it home for 2 weeks, monitor their levels, maybe even contact their doctor. Some people are like, oh, you know what? I was on blood pressure medication and I just never got a refill.
I mean, that's an interesting thing, the blood pressure cuff that you can take home. It's not something that I think a lot of people know, but I didn't realize that that was a thing. So Dr. Sutt, let me ask you, is it important to get your blood pressure checked by someone trained, or do like the machines at stores or these home testing work well enough? Is it similar numbers, or is it something that if you see anything elevated, you should go see a professional?
That's what I would say. So I'd rather somebody do something rather than nothing, you know, and get really curious about asking the question, what is my blood pressure? The ones in the stores, there's something called calibration. So you have to make sure that it's actually appropriately calibrated. But I would say that if that showed 120 or higher, I would definitely want checked by a professional. The home devices, the ones, if they're sold by a pharmacy supplier, have the little push button. It's not the hold, squeeze, and hold the stethoscopes that everyone remembers. Mm. Those actually are pretty darn good. But the easiest way, though, is really to see your physician or a nurse practitioner, a nurse who's trained. And because when you see that number, so to this point that is being made is so critical, is people think high blood pressure maybe is an older person's problem, and it's not. You should really start screening by the age of 18. Should have been done by a pediatrician, because there is some things that happen in adolescents or even young children, different reason for the blood pressure to be elevated. But you really should get your blood pressure checked every 2 to 5 years before you're 40 years old if you have no risk factors. If you have risk factors, it should be part of your yearly exam.
A program like this at Bellevue College, is this something that other universities or community-led programs are doing? And if not, should this be more of a community thing, or should we just be, making sure? Because we always say go see your doctor, but I know not everybody does. So having access to this in the community, I think, is a good thing. So is this open to everyone or just students and faculty?
It's actually open for everyone. I wanted to make sure that if people were just, because we have a lot of people who just come on campus maybe to walk their dogs, but if they saw a sign and they wanted to participate, that they could. And I think it's really important that people just know their numbers. Because if you know, then you can find out things to do, right? And a lot of people just don't have time to go to the doctor. They might not have the space in their schedule to do it, or there might not be availability for a couple of months down the line. So I think having this information is important, but we also offer a list of clinics that are nearby that are low barrier access so that everyone can access help and information.
And I think it's fantastic. Again, I'm talking with Dr. Laurel Sutt, Chief Medical Officer of Providence Health Plan, and Professor Tamara Boynton Howard, Health Promotion and Education Program Chair at Bellevue College. I really appreciate you guys taking the time. Dr. Sutt, I'm going to start with you. Are there any final thoughts that you think our listeners should be aware of or know about this before I let you guys go?
Yeah, I think that it's what we've said is if you know your numbers, you really can do something about it. And it doesn't mean just taking a medication. It is diet, it is exercise, but in a good way, because to the point that stress does cause this. And exercise is like that double good whammy. Not only do you decrease your blood pressure, but really good studies showing that exercise, just walking, will decrease your blood pressure and decrease your strokes. So I would say, know your numbers and know that this is something you really can change yourself, with a few lifestyle changes.
Yeah, and the same question to you, Tamara.
I think I would like for people to know that we're not beholden to this idea that medication is the only way, that prevention and education is just as important, and we can stop these things early. And so as early as you can start testing yourself or getting these numbers or getting this information, the better.
And of course, this is a part of a bigger thing with the American Heart Association, the Embracing Community Care Program. Dr. Sutt, where can people learn more about this?
Yeah, this is a really exciting partnership that Providence Health Plan has with the American Heart Association for the lending libraries for blood pressure cuffs. It's part of our Embracing Community Care, and you can find more information on our blog at Providence Health Plan, as well as the American Heart Association. So several different libraries throughout our communities in Oregon and Washington to raise awareness of high blood pressure.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me and having this conversation. I think it's been really eye-opening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.